Welcome to Real Talk. I'm Holly McClure, and I am blessed to be with you today. You know, I hope you're having an amazing day. Hey, ladies, do you like to network with other women? Well, Mama Monica's is having a great networking happy hour for women who mean business. It's called The Sauce. I guess the secret will be in the great Italian sauce, since Monica is from Italy. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. on June 13th. 4 to 6 p.m. on June 13th. So go to mamamonica.com for more information. Okay, how many of you are musically talented? Do you ever write your own songs or music or wish you could? Well, my guest today is not only musically talented, but her songs are in two movies this year, and she's won awards for her music. She has an amazing story of how God has used her talents to inspire listeners like you to dream big. Listen to the bit of her music right now, and afterwards, I'll interview our talented guest, Jane Carter. With me is my special guest, Jane Carter. She's an award-winning singer and songwriter. She has songs featured, one she wrote, another she recorded, in the 2023 movies Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, starring Kevin Sorbo, and The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid. Now, that's an American biographical sports drama. And she also won an international songwriting competition, the Gospel Inspirational category of the USA Songwriting Competition. And as a singer, she's recorded and released songs like Why They Call It Heaven. She's received 5 nominations for Inspirational Country Music Female Vocalist of the Year, Songwriter of the Year, and New Artist. And she is the mother of, I think, twin daughters and maybe more. she's my guest today. Welcome, Jane, to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Holly.
Absolutely. Now, do you have more than 2 daughters?
I have 2 daughters total and 1 dog.
And 1 dog. There you go. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't want to leave a son out or another daughter, you know? Well, listen, first of all, I want to start off with, you know, this is pretty cool that you have 2 songs in 2023 movies. I mean, people dream about just getting 1 song in a movie, much less 2. Tell us about the movies and those songs and how they came into being in those movies.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say I'm grateful to God. It's God working, because I did not know how to come about that, you know, with songs and movies. But God just did that. And what's amazing, even as you said, is to have 2 in 1 year. So I totally attribute it to God and His working. So I praise God. Yes, the first movie that came out, The Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist, came out in theaters the end of January. And The Road Less Traveled, a song that I wrote, I have a co-writer, Robert Jason, excellent producer out of Nashville that I've worked with now for years. And so that song is on the movie, and it fit the movie well. It's a long story short, but I submitted the movie, or I'm sorry, I've submitted the song for the movie, and they loved it right away. And it's just God timing and God working through the song that fit it really well. It's in a church scene towards the end, actually a salvation scene. So it's fairly quiet with the song, but if you stream it, or you know, you buy the movie as a DVD, you'll be able to turn it up and hear it even more. But anyway, I just thank God that the song was able to be in there. And then the second movie, Sweet By and By, that song I had recorded on a hymn CD, and my producer in Nashville had heard that they were looking for hymns for an inspirational movie, which happens to be called The Hill. And that is the one that is featuring Dennis Quaid amongst yeah. other actors. And the director is Jeff Celentano. So that is an incredible movie that I look forward to seeing. It sounds like it'll come out in August. Wow. They were looking for a hymn for this movie. My producer submitted three of my hymns, and they picked out their favorite one. And so Sweet By and By with my voice will be in that movie somewhere. So I thank God for it because, you know, the world that we live in sure needs hope. And then the movies will draw them to our source of hope. And they'll be encouraged, you know, with the messages. Even if the song is just a short smidgen. In movies, typically, they don't play the whole song, but they do a little, you know, seconds, you know, just seconds of the song. But anyway, I am grateful and thank God for the opportunity that he's provided this year in 2023.
Well, and also The Hill is a true story that Dennis Quaid plays a father and I think a pastor, you said, and it's a true sports story. So that'll draw a lot more people in because they'll want to know the story of that guy. And so it'll be very interesting. Now, that is such an honor. Okay, when you were growing up, did you always love music? Did you always love songwriting? Like, how did you get a degree or... Just quickly, how did you get into this, to do this, to know you could do it professionally?
Well, I always loved music, and I grew up as a baby singing music. I mean, to my grandma and, you know, and my mom, you know, when they would sing to me. And I guess I sang pretty loud when I was a baby along with them. But I was in kids' choirs growing up. In church and in school, and as a teen, even in my church, we did some traveling tours with sharing the gospel in various places. We had a great choir director that was brave enough to take all us teens on trips. So we sang and we did puppet shows and all kinds of stuff. It was pretty fun. And in college, I was in a concert choir and continued to take music lesson, voice lessons in college. I did not major in music, but I took music classes and concert choir and went to Europe. And I actually majored in nursing. So I'm a nurse and I've sung in hospitals to patients as well, which has been fun as well to encourage them. Not very often, but in the waiting room, I've done that, for patients. A few of us would gather together and do that, a few years back. And then in, once I graduated from college, I did opera. I've done a variety of music, did opera, sang in the Tulsa Opera, and, also was involved in a gospel choir that did quite a bit of singing in various places. And then, after having kids, I went to a conference that inspired me after hearing various, students speak about how God had worked in their life and changed their life. And after this conference, I was so impacted by what they shared. When I got on the plane to go home, I started writing out all the things that just hit me after that conference. And afterwards, I looked at it, and it was at the end when I was just about there getting off the plane. I looked at this, and I'm thinking, you know what? Look at all these things God has done and how he impacted me through the testimony of these were college students giving their testimony. And I thought, you know what? What I wrote down here, that almost looks like a song. So I didn't actually set out to write a song, but I just was reviewing in my mind and my heart was just so richly impacted by everything I heard. And so then I started meeting with someone to just say, hey, does this look like a song to you? And we started putting it to music and it became more. And then I ended up writing another song. And then I prayed, God, I know that this is for a purpose. These songs, they have a really good message. And I don't know how to get this further, but if you want me to do anything else with it, just please lead me. And it all ended up that I went to a fundraiser that my daughter was part of a program that was horse equine therapy. And they had a fundraiser, and I ended up sitting next to, and they were assigned seats. I was put next to or at the table of the person who was singing for the event, the fundraiser. And I shared with the mom of the person singing that I had written a couple songs, because she said her son had written the song that he sang, and I thought that's so cool. And then I shared with her that I was just praying, you know, that God would use a couple songs I wrote. And then she says, "You know, you need to meet this other gentleman that's here with my son, helping him." I'm like, "Oh, that would be great." So that gentleman I wrote or met, his name was Russ, and he had been in Nashville for a number of years, and he had released to Christian country music, and he said, "I would love to have you come to Nashville and come to this conference we have. Our Christian Country Music Association is having an event." So I actually went ahead and sang one of the songs I wrote called Restoration. And afterwards, I sang, this was like a new talent thing that they had. I had people coming up to me saying, "Hey, we would love to put your voice on Christian country radio." And then I had a couple different producers approach me, and it was like, wow. And you know, I felt very much like a mom at the time,
Yes,
but I,
exactly.
you know, I never have quit singing. I've always sang at church. I've led women's groups and singing at church and stuff like that in the past as well. So I've always continued it. I just couldn't believe what was happening. So it was about 2014, I believe, is when I released the first song to Christian country radio. And so I've had some that I've released that others have written, and then some that I've released to Christian country radio that I've written. The most recent song that went to radio was Why They Call It Heaven. And a couple of the song that one went number one on Christian country charts, and I praise God for that. There's another song that I sang as well called Dusty Road, and that went number one. The Christian music charts that they've went number one on are nationally recognizable charts, like Christian Music Weekly, and then another one called Power Source Music Nashville. So anyway, I praise God for all that he's done. Basically, the songs that I've written have been what I've been experiencing in life and learning through life and what God's put on my heart through it. And sometimes he just keeps bringing back a message to me. He'll repeat it in different ways and remind me, "You got to put this into a song." Because the message keeps coming back. I'm like, "Okay, God, I hear that. I know you want something written on that." And then Why They Call It Heaven, which I'll talk to you more about my daughter, one of my daughters. That kind of came from the experience of her going through cancer. She had been
Well, wait just a
diagnosed
minute.
with
First of
cancer
all, before you start going into
as
that, I want to ask you a question because, in Nashville, I mean, there's a lot of people there writing songs, singing songs. So were you not in Nashville when you were doing all this? God connected you to Nashville to do it?
Right. I was going back and forth between Texas and Nashville.
That is amazing,
Yes.
Jane.
And yeah,
That's
I the very
amazing.
beginnings, I started with someone here in Texas. If you've ever heard of the Bob Wills from a long time ago, one of his relatives started me out a little bit with the song Restoration on the music part of it. So I would have that ready for when I went to Nashville for that first
That's
time
awesome.
and singing that song. So, but yes, I would travel back and forth between here and Nashville for, and my producer that I've worked with is in Nashville.
Okay, we only have a few minutes, so I do want to get into talking about what your daughter, because you have two twin daughters, and they're in their, I think, 20s now or 23. What are their names?
It's Gabrielle and Christiana are their
Okay.
names.
And
Gabrielle
Christiana,
just
you.
graduated from college, and
Wow.
Christiana is she's the one who had cancer, and she's got a children's book out, and she has a 501c3 ministry that I've been helping her with,
Right. And we're going to talk
which
about that in
keep
a minute. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first of all, I want to
yes.
say is from the beginning of Christiana's birth, I don't want to skip over this. You even in the womb, she had some problems and then coming out. So from the beginning, she has struggled and had miracle in her life in your womb and then had cancer as a young girl, right? And going through the
Yes.
cancer when she went through that, then she experienced what that must have been like for children. And so she wrote a book. And what, tell us the name of the book and what the book has in it, like what it's about.
Okay. The book she wrote is called The Valley, which kind of reflects some of the stuff she's had to go through. This is a young children's book, so more of a picture book, but it's got scripture with it that encourages a person when you're going through the valley. And it's called The Valley, and it's part of a book series called The Adventures of Woolsey and Shep. So she has plans for more children's books as well. But this is the book that she sends to the younger children that are fighting cancer and facing a medical valley. But it's kind of I guess you would say it's a modern day children's parable using animals. And one animal represents Jesus, and the other main character animal represents Shep. And when
Wow.
she gives an encouragement package to kids, there's two main characters, and she gives a stuffed animal with the book that looks like the characters in the book.
That I love that. So, well, but how does she find the kids to that have cancer? How does she go about, because there's so many kids, so many places that have cancer. How does she determine who to give it to and, you know, where they are that will let her go in the hospital and give it to them?
Yes, well, she prays first that God will lead her to the children that he, has for her to encourage. And part of this, when her book came out was COVID.
Yeah.
So
Yes. Oh,
it made it a
yeah.
little bit more challenging as well.
Sure.
But mostly online, on the internet, through Instagram or Facebook, she'll have people contact her and that refer her to someone whose child is going through cancer, or through, like I said, through Instagram or Facebook. That's how she has gotten most of her referrals.
And is she well today? Is she cancer free?
Today she is cancer free, and we are
Yay.
thanking God. Yes.
Oh, wow. And is and
Yes.
how is it for her twin to have to be a twin and go and watch her sister go through that?
Her twin sister was very supportive and felt bad for her when she was going through that, but she's been wonderful. They get along. They've always gotten along well as sisters,
Oh.
and yeah, her sister was a true support for her, as she has been for her whole life, for whatever she's had to go through, the challenges.
Wow. Well, this is
Yeah.
great. So, and then she's got scripture, you said, with the animals in the book. There's scripture for kids. Have you had
Yes.
testimony of how that's changed or helped kids?
Yes, and it is very much, ministry to children is very much a family picture as far as ministering, because the children are so young, some of them, that the parents, being the mom and dad or a grandma or a grandpa or a sibling, reading the book, to the younger kids. And she's had parents contact her after reading the book, you know, telling her how much it meant to them, that it brought them to tears. And it's been a very impactful ministry. And also she prays for each child. She, you know, in addition to this book, or if they're a teen, she'll give them a Bible. Or if a younger child doesn't have a Bible, she'll give them a Bible as well. And a stuffed animal that was a comfort, you know, item to her.
Sure.
And it's one of the characters in that book. As well as a card with scripture on it and a prayer for healing. And so she's had some children that have been healed, and she's had children that have been in stage 4 cancer in hospice also healed.
Wow.
So she, you know, attributes it to God.
Wow.
And some children are healed here while on earth, and others are healed, you know, when they're in heaven.
Right.
But God's really done a real work through it, and it's impacted, you know, lives of children and families. So we thank and praise God for that.
Absolutely. You know, she should write a book about her mom who writes songs. or you should write a song and she should write a book and then sell the song and the book together. I mean, how proud you must be that your gift that God gave you, which is writing and singing, but especially writing, how proud you must be that then she took up that and writing the book. I mean, that's her gifting.
I you know, God, you never know what God's going to do, right?
Right.
And he turns whatever we're going through, I mean, it's an example of him using it for his purposes for good. So even though she had to struggle with some things early in life, and then, you know, as 14 years old is when she was diagnosed with cancer.
Wow.
Even though she's had to struggle through those things, God has turned it around as a ministry to others who have that. And so we are grateful.
Absolutely.
Is using it. So feel humbled and honored to be able to be part of it.
Okay. How can people find out about your music and maybe order your music or find your music? And then how can they find out about your daughter's book and be able to get that?
Okay. All right. My website is janecartermusic.com. And I'm going to spell out my first name because there's a Y in it. So it's Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, janecartermusic.com. And then if you go to the website, you can listen to all the songs. It'll talk about digital downloads and Amazon Music and Apple iTunes. Some are on Spotify. Some you might find on YouTube. So there's various places.
Okay.
And then
The Valley is the name of the book,
by the way.
Okay.
Yes. And then for my daughter's book and her ministry, the 501c3 ministry, it's changetheworldwithjesus.com.
Okay.
Change
Ooh, I love that.
Changetheworldwithjesus.com. And right now she's been, since she released the book, she's been focused on giving the book to children, you know, facing the valley. And sometimes people will say, hey, I'd like to make a donation. And is there a way I could get a book? So if someone makes a donation, you could request,
okay,
sending you a book.
Wow.
And there's information about that on the website. We're pretty, right now we're pretty basic. We just have a mailing address, you know, for right now for sending in donations. But also the email, if you wanted to contact us through an email address, it's basically the same, changetheworldwithjesus@gmail.com.
Okay. Well,
if I were to go back to my website, it's the same thing. Jane Carter Music gmail.com if you wanted to email through that to
Okay.
ask anything.
Email.com. Well, thank you, Jane, for being with us and for sharing. And I'm excited to see The Hill, and I can't wait to hear your song, by the by. I can't wait to look for it in the movie and go, I know her. It's going to be so much fun to be able to hear you and see you in a movie. I know how exciting. For me, it's exciting anyway. I can't imagine what
Oh,
you
it's
must
very
feel.
exciting for me too. I'm thrilled at what God is doing and chosen to do, through the song so that he can continue his message and influence and impact to people. So I'm
Well,
praying that
you're a
it
wonderful
goes far.
influence. You're a wonderful influence, and I love it. And the fact that you have, everyone thinks, oh, she's written songs and she's a songwriter. Your life is so glamorous, but with all of us, real life is real things. And then you have the real issue of a daughter that had a problem in the womb and then had cancer. And I mean, gosh, there's real reality of life too, right? And then you have to struggle through that, but. Out of that, God has blessed you with still two healthy, beautiful daughters and one that has written a book that is helping and ministering to others. And you're ministering to people with your songs. So I just love hearing that. God bless you and all you do, Jane Carter, and we'll keep in touch.
Well, thank you, and God bless you, Holly, and your station, and all that you are doing.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much. God
Thanks for
bless.
your time.
What an interesting interview. Don't you love Jane Carter and her heart for the Lord and her music and how God took her to loving music and singing to songwriting to Nashville to having two songs in two different movies in 1 year? Folks, I'm telling you, from the entertainment industry, that doesn't happen unless you're like a big name. It doesn't happen. People wait years just to get one thing. And so, boy, what a blessing God has blessed her. And so if you want to get in touch with her or hear her songs, go to her website, janecartermusic.com. janecartermusic.com. Now remember, that's J-J-A-Y-N-E, cartermusic.com. And then her daughter, Christiana Carter, has written and illustrated a beautiful book for children called The Valley. And it was with animals, and it has scripture in it, and it really plays out, the principle of Jesus and his teachings. So and it helps kids who've had cancer or need healing or other illnesses to be healed. So if you want to get that book, you can also go to changetheworldwithjesus.com, changetheworldwithjesus.com, changetheworldwithjesus.com. And you can find that book and learn all about it and order it and really support them in their ministry. And again, the book is called The Valley. All right, well, thank you so much. I hope this has blessed you. And we're going to play some music so you can hear more of Jane Carter.
To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet, by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Show.